Well, by now you've got your exercise for the day, so I just want to thank you so much for that. Just a special time. I don't know about you, but I feel God's spirit in this place, and I'm so excited about what he's doing here at this work. So let me tell you what we're going to be doing today. I'm not going to preach a long sermon. Some of you guys are like, yes, amen, praise the Lord. I'm not going to do that because we got a lot of different things going on today. If you didn't know, we have a fellowship luncheon after worship today that we want everybody to stay for, okay? So don't run off. If you do, I may just tackle you and bring you back in because we definitely want you to stay. And I heard that Vicky was doing the cooking, so you definitely want to stay for that. But what a special day. I've heard that our church here at Mission Viejo did parent dedication, and it was part of the routine and protocol just kind of one of the things that we did here at this church. So I said, you know what, let's expand the vision just a little bit, and let's call today Dedication Day, okay? And what I want to do with Dedication Day is let you know that Dedication Day is not a day only for parents and their children, but it's for the entire congregation. You've been hearing me say, and you're probably sick of it now, that over the next 15 months, some powerful ministry is going to take place here at this church. And I believe it, but in order for that powerful ministry to become productive and both fruitful, we need dedicated disciples that are willing to roll their sleeves up and willing to get a little busy and dirty for the Lord. We need dedicated disciples that are willing to follow the lead of our shepherds and our ministry staff. So today we're asking you to dedicate yourself to the mission of this church. In your bulletin this morning, you received an insert. So if you have your bulletin, go ahead and open them up. If you didn't get a bulletin, I'm telling Alicia, right? But you should have got a bulletin this morning. And inside that bulletin, you'll notice a sheet of paper that says this, I will be dedicated to. So what I want you to do is if you have that bulletin, go ahead and take out that piece of paper. And if you don't have that insert, don't worry, we've got some more at the foot of the cross here, okay? What I want you to do is take out that sheet of paper, and on that sheet of paper, we want you to write, and hopefully you have a pen. If you don't have a pen, there should be a pencil in the back of the pew. We want you to write down something that you're going to be more dedicated to over the next 15 months. And don't worry about putting your name on it. It's somewhat confidential. We just want you to put down something that has been churning in your heart or that you've been thinking about that you could be more dedicated to over the next 15 months. And I'm going to give you some examples here in a moment of what you can put down. But also what you noticed is we have a wooden cross that is before us here. Now, we had to do a scavenger hunt to try to find this, but thankfully, Mike found it upstairs, and I thought it was so great because we are going to use this as a physical representation of us giving our dedications to the Lord. And we're going to nail our dedications to the cross. We don't have any nails and a hammer, so we got some tape instead. So after you fill out that dedication, I want you to fold it up, and I want you to come forward. I want everyone in the congregation, if you can, to come forward, and you'll get a piece of tape, and you'll tape it to the cross. And if you can't make it up the stairs, go ahead and take that piece of paper and put it at the foot of the cross. I would love for you to do that. And what we're saying in a very public way is we're saying, Lord, we believe in you. We believe in what you did for us. We know that you love us, and we know that you're dedicated to us. So in return, in a very public way, we're going to say to you that we're going to be dedicated to you. So this is a special day, and I just encourage everyone, if you're able, to come forward and to write down a dedication. Before we get to that dedication, you're probably already thinking of some things, which is great. I want to look at a passage of Scripture found in Matthew chapter 27. So if you can go on to that next slide, Matthew chapter 27 is a powerful text that I just want to share with you really quickly. It's really talking about the passion of Christ and what he did for us, his level of dedication and his level of love for us. And we're asking you to make a similar journey to the foot of the cross. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 27, verses 45 through 50, from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of those standing there heard this, they said, he is calling Elisha. Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge, and he filled it with wine vinegar and put it on a stick and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. We've all read this passage of Scripture. We know it very, very, very well. And for a moment, I just want to remind you of what we already know to kind of get the juices flowing for this activity this morning. The question that needs to be answered this morning is this. What was the purpose of Jesus' death? Was the purpose of Jesus' death so that we can just kind of sing a song about his death and be reminded on occasion when we take the communion? Is it something that we should just be reminded of or about weekly? Or what was the purpose of his death? Many of us know and understand that the purpose of Jesus' death was to save us from our sins. And oftentimes, I think we, in the busyness of our days and in the busyness of our schedules, we forget the significance of that. All of us are sinners, and Jesus went to the cross to take away our sins. And for that, we ought to be thankful every single day. Every day should be a good day if you're reminded of that. Jesus took away my sins. What else? Well, Jesus, by dying on the cross, shows us how we can get to heaven. He showed us the ultimate and perfect example. And if we follow that example, we know that one day we'll get to be with him in paradise, in glory. He showed us that. What else was the purpose of Jesus' death? Well, the purpose of his death was to show us what real love looks like. I think our culture is confused about what love is. And Jesus' example shows us what real love looks like. And what did we see through Jesus dying on the cross? What example did he set? He showed us what dedication to a life of loving looks like. And I remind you this morning that as Christians, we are supposed to be dedicated to a life of love. We ought to love others with the same type of love that Jesus disposed or put on the entire of humanity. We should love with that same type of love. We ought to dedicate ourselves with the same type of dedication that Jesus had. And we ought to fix our eyes and nail our promises on the cross. And really, that's what we're going to be doing this morning. That's your sermon, to remember what Jesus did for us, to remember how dedicated he was, even until the point of death, and we're saying to the Lord before the entire congregation, you know what? We're going to have that same kind of dedication until you call us home. So I want to leave you with this question before we begin our exercise. What are some things that you can dedicate to the Lord this morning? Go ahead and go to that next slide, Mike. What are some things that you can dedicate to the Lord this morning? I want to give you some practical examples because this is a very loaded question and it might be difficult to process. So I would say confidently that maybe some of you have not been as dedicated in your own walk as you should be to the Lord. I would say that this morning it's a good time for you to say to God in this public format, you know what, Lord, I haven't been living the life that you called me to live, so I myself am going to be more dedicated to you. This morning, what we said is we're going to dedicate families to the Lord. And maybe you haven't been living the greatest life example. Maybe you hadn't been living the greatest example in your family unit. And you're saying, you know what, I'm going to dedicate my family and my example to my family to the Lord. Maybe you want to dedicate yourself to a life of humility. Maybe you've been walking in a way that doesn't please God. Maybe a little pride and maybe a little arrogance has gotten in the way as of late, some self-centeredness, some selfishness, and you're saying, you know what, I don't want to live like that. I'm going to dedicate myself to a life of humility over the next 15 months. Maybe you want to dedicate self-control. Maybe you've been struggling in that area and you're saying this morning, you know what, Lord, for the next 15 months, I'm going to dedicate myself to being more self-controlled. What about forgiveness and thankfulness? Maybe you want to be more thankful over the next 15 months. Maybe you want to be a bigger forgiver over the next 15 months. Maybe you need to dedicate yourself to a life of quiet time. In the busyness of our days, maybe we need to say, you know what, Lord, every single day, I'm going to set out a little pocket of time to spend with you in quiet moments. Maybe you need to dedicate yourself to a better life of prayer over the next 15 months. Maybe daily Bible study. Maybe fasting. Maybe you need to say, you know what, Lord, over the next 15 months, I need to give up some stuff. And I want you to dedicate that to the Lord this morning. And then on the church level, I want to say this. Again, over the next 15 months, I think God is going to be doing some amazing things through this church here. Our shepherds are on fire. Our congregants are anticipating the future. You got a preacher that is ready to go. So I'm telling you, maybe you need to dedicate yourself to attending more church gatherings here. Or maybe you need to be more dedicated to various church ministries. This morning, maybe God is calling you to be a leader in this church. And maybe you need to dedicate that to the Lord. Maybe God is calling you to be a teacher. Or maybe he's calling you to get involved with communion prep or serving during the service or preparing meals or doing building maintenance. I know Hal could definitely use some help in that area. And visiting the shut-ins and the sick. Maybe there's some opportunities for you there to do that. So now, over the next 3 to 5 minutes, we're going to play a song in the background. And I want you to just meditate and think about what you're going to be dedicating to the Lord over the next 15 months. I want you to write that down. And then, after you write that down, you come up at your leisure and you tape this dedication to the cross. We've got some tape up here, some extra pieces of paper, some pens. Come up at your leisure. Don't feel embarrassed. Don't be worried. Nobody's going to be wondering what you're writing down. This is all about God this morning. So we want you to come forward and tape that to the cross, and we'll give you about 3 to 5 minutes to do that. So at this time, Mike, let's go ahead and play some music as we think about our dedications to the Lord this morning.
Shall hear though soft you tread above me, and all my dreams will warm and sweeter be if you'll not fail to tell me that you love me. I'll sleep in peace until you come for me. You raise raise me up to more than I can be. Jesus, you were all to me. Why did you die on Calvary? O Lamb of God, I failed to see how this could be part of the plan. They say that you're alive again, but I saw death and every sin reach out to claim their darkest win. How could this be part of the plan? If I could only hold your hand and touch the scars where nails were driven, I would need to feel your side where holy flesh by spear was riven. Then I believe, only then I believe, your cruel death was part of a heavenly plan. Holy presence, holy face, a vision filling time and space, your nearness makes my spirit race. Could this be part of the plan? I see the wounds that cause the cry from heaven, ocean, earth, and sky when people watched their Savior die. Could this be part of the plan? Reaching out to hold your hand and touch the scars where nails were driven. Coming near, I feel your side where holy flesh by spear was riven. Now I believe, Jesus, now I believe, your cruel death was part of a heavenly plan. I proudly say.
I don't know about you, but that was just a powerful physical representation of our dedication to the Lord. I mean, I was a little worried about how this was going to go. So where he would only have one piece of paper up there. But the entire cross is filled. And what that communicates to me, which is so exciting, is to our shepherds, look at the people that we have here that are dedicated to this work here. My goodness. I'm so excited and so thankful and so honored to be here to see this type of dedication to the Lord. I want to leave you with one verse, and then we'll have a prayer. And the verse is this. It's Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 3. It says this: commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. I got to read that one more time. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Do you believe that this morning, church? I believe it too. If you would, join me in a word of prayer at this time. Father God, you're an amazing God. We're in awe of you every day. Because of the beauty of your creation, because of the love that you bestow upon us, but most of all for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, coming to die for a bunch of sinners like us. Lord, I just thank you so much for his level of dedication and his level of love towards us. And this morning we are dedicating these requests, these pieces of paper simply taped to a piece of wood, to you, Lord, as a physical representation of our dedication to you. Lord, I pray that you would bless each and every person this morning that came forward and put a dedication on this cross. And what we're saying to you, Lord, is we're committing these things to you. We're putting them in your hands. And we ask that you would mold us and make us into people that can really carry out what we hope to accomplish. Lord, we know that the scripture says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is so weak. I pray that you strengthen us through the power of your Holy Spirit. Be with our church here at Mission Viejo, Lord. Help us to love not only in word, but in deed also. And I pray that people in this community would sense the love that we have here for them and be willing to give their lives to you. Thank you for these dedications this morning. Lord, bless them in a very powerful way. And may we see the fruit of the dedication that we have this morning. We love you. Forgive us of our shortcomings. It's through Jesus that we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. Now, what we typically do at this time is we typically have a song of invitation, but what I told Skeeter this morning, the sermon was going to be an invitation sermon the entire time. And look how many people we had respond this morning. Amen. So I'm thankful, so thankful that you're here this morning. At this time, we want to invite you to attend our luncheon that will be in the fellowship hall immediately behind you to the left. So thank you for coming this morning. You are dismissed.